Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast, presents in partnership with Forge Hub, episode 786, Fiesta Frenzy Announcement, recorded on June 26th, 2021. Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very special edition of the Podtacular podcast. We are here to announce a very special event in coordination with Forge Hub. And along with myself and GT, we also have Sir Iron Wolf and Foge on from the Forge Hub team. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Nice pleasure to be here.
We've been planning this for a couple weeks now, and we're finally excited to talk about this little joint effort between the two communities. And I think we've been working on this for, what, about a month or so?
Close to it.
More than
a month. Yeah, like month and a half-ish. Yeah.
Dang, wow.
I know I've been torturing our community with testing.
Yes, we have
been
doing that.
What the hell are we doing? We're playing video games. What do you think we're doing?
Well, when they keep voting Halo 5 every single week whenever we do our Fragment Fridays, yeah, we're going to take advantage of it.
Of course.
Of course. Of course, of course. So we approached the Forge Hub folks with a crazy tournament idea, something I don't think that has been done before. And we are doing a Super Fiesta based competitive tournament for Podtacular in tandem with a Forge Hub contest, which is, I know you guys have done like contest related Forge events before, but I think this is probably a first as far as kind of how wacky it is, or maybe it's not. Have you guys done kind of wacky stuff before?
We have, let's see. We've had wacky contests. Like, what comes to mind for that is we had a race contest that we did with Duquesne. And then I think we did do the Husky race contest as well.
Husky race.
That's probably the closest to what this contest might end up being.
Yeah.
But no, we had, when it comes to tournaments, though, and stuff, and doing contests with tournaments, we haven't done anything like this. I think closest we were going to do something a while ago, but we just decided to scrap it. So this is kind of new for us and exciting.
Okay, very good. And when we were talking with you guys, I think you said that you were possibly done with Forge tournaments before Infinite, but I think we came to you guys, I guess, just at the right time while there was still a little time left before the Infinite launch.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's true.
We suckered him into one more. Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. He got suckered us into one more. We, at the end of 2020, we, after our previous contest we were doing with 343 for the MCC update, we decided that, like, you know, with the, we were going to kind of stop, take a break from contests and stuff, just because community seemed to be settling a little bit. And, you know, we were just like, oh, let's just take a break, you know, kind of regroup, let us have some time back, because contests take a lot of time. And then you guys came along and we're just like, you know what? Can't pass up this opportunity, you know, especially work with another community. It's, you know, we always try to do that.
Well, thank you for being open to the idea. I know it's a little bit of a crazy one to think of Fiesta and competitive together in an actual tournament. So a tournament's been something I've been wanting to do for Podtacular for probably maybe 7 years or so, maybe a little bit longer, maybe a little bit shorter. But we haven't really done a Podtacular tournament, I think, in a very long time. We had some fundraiser event type stuff, and we've also had the Halo Bowl that we've done in tandem with some other Halo podcasts, but we haven't really had our own tournament. And kind of looking at the options, GT and I discussed on doing something like Super Fiesta, because it's wacky like we are with all the fun customs that we like to do for Super Fiesta, but we figured, hey, why don't we try to put a competitive spin on this? So we're going to see how well or how not well this actually works out.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's something that I was super excited about is, basically just seeing how people actually make maps for a very non-traditional kind of game mode. You know, it's like it's not like a super serious game mode, but when you throw the competitive edge on it, it's like, huh, like what will people make, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So GT, how long have we been torturing our community with customs on this to try to figure out our game types?
I think we only did it for like 3 weeks.
Okay. That's not too bad.
So it wasn't too long.
I was going to say, it was like close to like a month, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give everybody, you know, just my well wishes. What we're going to have for game modes is we're going to have our Fiesta Slayer, Fiesta 3 Flag, 5 Flag, Fiesta Oddball, and Fiesta
Yep.
Strongholds. And we've made some slight modifications to the game types, and we'll make sure that we have a list of those modifications so the people can build their maps appropriately. We did a little testing, and we found that in some situations, the carrier was a little extra vulnerable, especially when, you know, there's several hundred rocket launchers laying on the floor.
Sniper rifles.
So we figured... we'd give the yeah, give the carrier a little bit of a chance. So we're looking forward to see how everybody does and the maps that they build. And for the contestants, may the odds ever be in your favor, because that's the key. That's the key to winning.
We
Super
did
Fiesta.
Actually test the CTF mode on Fathom, and we did actually stalemate on Fathom. So if a stalemate's on Fathom, you know it's good, right? Because the stalemate's in competitive too.
Fathom's known for those. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Which is an exact reason why I picked it.
Hey, it worked.
We went extremes. We tested on Fathom, and then we also tested on what was the other map?
Coliseum.
I'm drawing a blank. Coliseum, yes. So we had a really open map and a really closed map. And
yeah, we had the top competitive pick for CTF and the worst pick for CTF on testing that one.
Well, we wanted to test extremes because we know what you guys are going to create are going to be extremes.
People will definitely create some crazy stuff. That's always a given. Anything that you can think of, like the worst case scenario, someone will outshine it somehow and do the best case scenario even better.
Worse than you thought.
So I think for the most part, Super Fiesta Slayer, we haven't changed at all. That's pretty kind of standard. We're not doing Husky Raid. We're actually doing a proper like CTF mode, and with Oddball and Strongholds, there's a couple of differences, right, GT?
Yeah.
Let's go through some of the differences.
Okay, on Oddball, the only change we made is the shield carrier. The carrier gets a 20% boost in their shield percentage. So instead of 100%, it's 120. It's also the same for three flag and 5 flag. One of these days, I'll be able to say that without choking. On Strongholds, we made a couple of changes. One, we changed the scoring frequency from 3 seconds to 5 seconds, and then we've set the score to 75 to win.
And in testing, we kind of were going back and forth on whether we just up the point count to match with the 3 second, or if we change the actual time to earn points. And we kind of decided to go in the direction of changing the time to earn points. That way, throughout the chaos, the points are earned a little bit slower, but we're not going two time every time. So this was kind of one of those balancing acts that we think we kind of went in the right direction. We only really played this, I think, 3 times. So we'll see if this actually ends up being the right direction to go in. But from the last game that we played on this set, I believe it turned out to be a pretty decently close game on points and time to actual match time. So we'll see how well the Stronghold. Mm-hmm. That's probably the biggest question mark out of the 4 game types. Oh yeah.
You will see.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
once the forgers come
there might
come
be a couple
out,
small yeah. tweaks we might make depending on how the forge map testing goes, but I think that's what we're going to stick with for now. That's what we're going to have the forge contest go for, and what we plan to do at least on the tournament side of things, unless things change. And obviously, we'll make those announcements once the tournament actually we have a date for that. But the first part of this is the forge contest, which is as you guys are listening to this podcast, starting today. So, Foge and Wolf, over to you on how the Forge contest is going to take place for this event.
Hey, yeah, so I think what we set on is that the contest will go for about a month and a half.
I think we said 6 weeks or so.
I forget. So, yeah, so about there. We're releasing an article alongside this podcast, which you can check out at ForgeHub.com, and it should be on the front page. So to check out all the details and if any changes happen, because I think we're still finalizing a couple things, but yeah, for the most part, it's going to be like around 6 weeks for you to build a map or three. I think we're allowing up to three submissions.
Yep.
Which is typically what we do, so that way things don't get too out of hand. And also, three submissions is usually a lot for someone to create.
The one thing I will say is any maps made before the announcement deadline. Date will not be, they will not be allowed.
We want yes. fresh stuff.
Yep. It's a, yeah,
so bring it's a your new fresh stuff.
Yep. It's a way for us to kind of generate some more content for the community and stuff as well. And also, It helps keep things fair, because you know you have someone who's been working on a map for 5 years decide to enter into a contest. You know, sometimes it might not be as fair, but for someone who worked on like one at the beginning. But so yeah, we have the stipulation of you can only have three submissions. You can submit more, but you would have to say which ones you want dropped. So if you submit five maps, we're only going to take three, and you have to pick which three you want us to test. Also, there will be a link to the submission thread, which will have a guideline of how we want you to submit the maps. All the maps need to support all the game modes, but we want you to make it for some preference. So, you know, for example, if you make a map that plays really well in Slayer, note down that in the submission form that is really good for Slayer, and we'll test it on Slayer. But every map has to support all the game modes provided.
Thread, we'll have a preferred game mode and then like a second preferred game mode option. So you essentially will list like these are the two game modes that I would prefer you play on it. But if it ultimately comes down to it, and there's a bunch of maps that have the same things, you know, like we'll judge it based off of those preferred game modes rather than the other ones.
And so us. The judges will be us four. So me, Sir Ironwolf, Foge, GT, and Duststorm. We will be the ones who will be deciding who wins, and the maps will then be, are doing top three winners, which will get prizing, which I'll go here in a second, and then we'll have three runner-ups, and those top six maps will be used for the tournament. Is that
correct, yes, right? We're going to be integrating the I believe the top six maps. I think we're also going to be looking at other existing maps and also the built-in maps as potential candidates for the rotations, but yeah, the primary focus is to at least have the top six maps in the rotation, and then we might put in some of the built-in and some of the other like popular Fiesta ones in there. But yes, that is the plan, to have those six maps in the rotation regardless.
Okay, so in addition to winning, people will also be playing on it for a tournament. So which is pretty
there
awesome.
You go,
more exposure for the Forgers.
Yep.
So good incentives.
Yes, and also speaking of incentives, the prizing for the contest is a prize pool of $1,000 right now. It might go up, but we still have to check in on some funding and stuff. But for right now, $1,000 is what the top three are playing for. That'll be split up for first place. We'll get 500. Second place will get 350, and third place will get 150. And also, in addition to the money, we have t-shirts, socks, and I think lanyards as well.
Oh yes, the socks.
Yeah, so it'll be t-shirts from both 4chub and Podtacular. The lanyards will be from Podtacular, and the socks will be 4chub socks. So you guys can look forward to getting those awesome prizes as well.
Trust me, for anyone listening, the socks, you might be like, oh, socks.
Yeah, when they mentioned socks when we were talking like last week, I was like, I've never really thought of socks as a branding tool.
they're nice socks.
Yep.
You can brand anything.
Yeah. And they're also like rare. And we have a store, like our store isn't like fully set up still. But the socks, only like a few people in the world have these socks. So everyone has our shirts. If you've been in our community long enough, there's a good chance that you have our shirt. But no, I think only like two or three people have the socks. So those are rare.
Yep.
And then let's see. I think that's the main details for the contest. Is there anything else you want to add for that, Foge?
No, I think we covered pretty much everything there.
And then, of course, after the deadline, which will be posted in the article, we will do the judging period. And then after we are done judging, I think that's when the tournament will take place.
So, I guess judging will probably take like a month or so.
Yeah, probably. a month and a half as possible. A lot of it depends.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, it'll happen before the tournament ends or the tournament starts. So,
yeah,
but yeah,
yeah, it will all depend on how many submissions we get. So, if people decide to submit a lot of maps, and a lot of people submit a lot of maps, then you know that will be a lot for us to go through. And so, but historically. Judging has taken us around the month time frame.
And we'll probably do like a first pass of maps that we know will probably not work as well with the game mode or might have some visual issues in rendering. Because these maps do need to be... So just a tip for the Forgers out there, these do need to actually not have any visual issues when you're playing competitive. So just... Make sure that's a thing in the back of your head.
Yeah.
generally, that's something that Forgers know, but like sometimes
good reminder.
It could go. Yeah, definitely good.
Anybody
reminder.
New to the game?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You do get
those occasionally. Yeah.
Last contest, we've had some people who they haven't really forged totally too much before. Yeah, and everything. So. We'll also put in kind of what in the article, like what we're looking at judging wise. So yeah, a lot of it's technical stuff. And, make sure your map is all buttoned up so people can't break out of it. Yeah, make sure that the construction is pretty clean. You don't want people to be walking across the floor and then be bouncing everywhere because they're stubbing their toe.
Right, right.
Or bouncing themselves out of the map with the overshield and the fuel rod cannon. You don't want that.
Yeah.
Needless to say, there's not going to like the game modes. I believe don't have any weapons on maps. I don't know about power ups on maps, but it might be something.
No weapons and no power ups.
Yeah, so that won't be a problem, anyways. Yeah, there's basically no pickups beside the objectives, I believe, on the Super Fiesta modes by default.
Yeah, I mean, you never know with Halo. Forgers always
find
a creative way of getting out of the map somehow, some way.
And we'll try to have some lobbies going too. For people to test out their maps. So that way they can try to find any of those exploits and things so they can make the best map. So we'll get some dates set up for those for people to give them a go. And then, yeah, the judging process we usually keep behind closed doors as well, just because it's just a whole lot faster, you know, because people don't like waiting a long time for contests and stuff. So, but.
And we have a little bit of a deadline with this one.
A little bit.
Yeah, we have a tight deadline to keep, and it's just with trying to coordinate all times and everything, it's just easier to just get us four together and just do it.
Yep.
But I think we do plan on streaming the final 10, the top 10 maps. So when we get those, we will set out dates through all the socials of, like, you know, when we're going to stream those, and people can see what the top 10 is. And then after the contest, we will also have lobbies for people who want to get feedback on their maps. And, you know, for those that, you know, sometimes the winners, even they still like to get feedback on their maps. And they'll come to the sessions and be like, hey, you know, what can I improve in this? And then, you know, some people who were knocked out earlier in the contest, they want to get, feedback as well. So we open up some, time for, to give those feedback.
Very nice. Looking forward to all the maps we'll get to see. One last final hurrah on Halo 5 before Halo Infinite comes in like a train.
Yep.
Very nice.
And what better way to go out than have a fiesta party?
Yeah, exactly. Kind of mashing both worlds of just super laid-back casual fiesta and competitive, and just seeing how the cards fall, pretty much.
Yep.
Let's see how this goes.
Yep. She's gonna blow! Oh, sorry.
So I think for the most part, we're looking to be done with all the Forge judging by the end of September-ish.
End of September, early October, like probably first week of October. And like I said, it all depends on the maps and our schedules, but that's the hope, is to be done by then.
We don't know when Infinite's coming out, but we're trying to be on the safe side than the late side, necessarily.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, I took the last week of the year off just to be safe.
I don't think it'll probably be Thanksgiving time frame or
holidays. You have Christmas and you have New Year's. There's holidays, plural.
I think holidays starts like at Halloween.
Yeah, it starts Halloween time frame.
Are you sure? I think it starts at like Valentine's Day. if you go by the retailers,
it's just all year round. It goes from Valentine's Day to Easter to Mother's Day to Father's Day to 4th of July to Columbus Day or Memorial Day, whatever. Blah, 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 blah. It's all in there. Just one holiday right after the next. They don't even wait for the next holiday to finish before they have the cards for the two next ones.
No, they're two ahead.
Yeah, exactly. So, the Forge contest, we're really excited to see what's going to be coming out for these. Did we mention that this is a 4v4 map?
No, we did not, but yes, it is a 4v4 contest.
That might be an important key bit right there. This isn't free for all. This is Navia. This is a 4v4.
Yeah, good call.
Might have slipped our minds.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the game modes are a 4v4 game mode, so we won't leave that to assumptions. So keep that in mind when you're building your map, that it's for a total of 8 players. Four red and four blue.
Not four purple or green or orange or...
Yeah, don't be putting those green or purple spawns on there.
We don't need those. Just two types of blue.
You'd be surprised, but...
Unless they're decorative. Yeah, that'd be weird. So, any other details on the Forge stuff? I think you covered most of it.
Yeah, I think we hit all the main aspects. Like I said, ForgeHub.com. We'll have the article up. We'll also tweet out the article on our Twitter at ForgeHub. And I think the game modes can be found on ForgeHub space live. That's our ForgeHub gamer tag. That will also be in the article as well. So people can find it. And we'll make sure all those links are out, so people can get a hold of the modes, so that way they can see what's
the official game modes.
Yep. And I think we'll also have them on my file share, Dust Storm with the space, and then GT's file share, Godzilla Space T, just as backups. So there should be multiple places where you can actually find the game modes to test with.
So worst comes to worst, you can't find them. Go to
ask us on Twitter.
Yeah.
Ask in the forums. Ask in Discord.
If there's a problem, there shouldn't be, because
I'll jump in a game with you and make sure you can get them downloaded.
Yeah. We'll get you what you need.
Yep. We'll also have our we'll check our article thread as well, so people can post in there, ask questions about the contest and even probably the tournament. But I feel like people will probably be asking about the contest, because usually there's always a lot of questions of, hey, what's allowed, what's not allowed, and we always try to cover it, but we always miss something.
Like the fact that it was a 4v4.
Yeah. So
details.
Yeah.
If there's any questions that come up, we'll be sure to answer it. And this was said.
I think for the most part, think of it as you're building a competitive map, but it's just with every single weapon in the sandbox.
Yeah.
And that's probably
no pressure or anything.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing is, we don't know how much attention we're going to get for the tournament side of things. Because obviously with the Forge Hub push, that'll be a little bit. And on the tournament side, we're putting up $2,000 prize pool. So we're not entirely sure how much that will attract folks. We've had several people give us tier one subs, namely pins, on the Twitch stream when we do our podcast. So we actually have a substantial or a decent amount of money to put up actually for prize pooling. So that tournament is going to be the beginning to middle of October. The plan is to do it in a weekend. I don't think we want to drag it out to two weekends, especially with how potentially close to Infinite Launch it may be. So depending on how many teams register, we might do a pool seeding for the top 16. And we might do single elimination down to the top 8 or top 4 for the bracket. We'll kind of make that final decision depending on how many teams sign up. But at least from the semifinals to the finals, that'll be double elimination. And at least the top 16 teams will be in bracket. If we have a lot more than that, we might do just pool play. If we have 32 teams, we might do just straight up bracket. But if it's more than that, we're definitely going to do pool play to see the top 16 teams for the tournament. I think for prizing, what was it we decided? We decided 1,000 for first place team, 650 for second place team, and 350 for third place. Was that what we decided on GT? Or was it 1,700?
You left me out of that conversation, by the way.
I thought we had that conversation.
No. I don't know who you had that conversation with, but it wasn't with me. Maybe it was yourself, but, you know.
Well, first place will be 1,000 regardless across the team. Yeah. Second, third, I guess we'll kind of nail this down. I think it'll probably be somewhere along the lines of 650 and 300 or 350.
You're going to get some money.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. It'll just be teams of four. We're not going to do subs. Unless it's a very extraneous or really extreme reason, that's going to be your team of four, and that's it. It'll probably be, depending on how many teams, a Saturday, Sunday type event. And then for the actual seating, actual layout of the brackets themselves, it'll be a best of five for the, at least for the top 16 down through the top 8. And then for the semifinals and finals, it'll be best of sevens. And it'll be a very similar layout to how the HCS does it. I have to go back and actually see what the order is as far as game modes. I think it's usually a Slayer, Objective, Objective, Slayer, Objective, Objective, Slayer. So we're going to try to match that up as close to competitive as possible using the Forge maps. And then we'll probably fill in any of the other maps in there that we need to for some of the other game modes. And that'll be either mid or early October for the tournament side of things. We're also partnering with Europa Halo and Halo Creation to use the Arbiter Tournament tool that they have made. So we're going to have the ability to have nice looking brackets and scoreboards on the stream while we are shoutcasting the stream. I think I will be shoutcasting with who's the other shoutcaster on your side?
I think we might have Mr. Snow shoutcast. He hasn't shoutcasted too much before, but he is our main esports person on the Fortune side. So we'll probably get him to shoutcast.
Very nice. So yeah, we'll have shoutcasters on there looking at one game going on in the series. We'll obviously have multiple games going on, so it won't be something that we're going to cover every single series until we get to at least the top four. So we'll go all the way from the semifinals all the way into the finals, watching every match. This tournament is going to be open to everybody, so even competitive folks from the very high tier in the HCS all the way down to the forgers that make some of these maps. So this, we're not restricting on who's going to be able to enter this tournament. So this will be up to however you guys want to pull your teams together. With this being Super Fiesta, it's probably going to just throw off some of that balance to just be wacky crazy anyways. So
it's the great equalizer.
Yes.
I'm still waiting on that great forger team that's just going to show up and get top four. And they're just like, we made the maps. We know the shit. Let's go, boys.
You need a Forge Hub team in HCS somewhere, and it's like, wait, where do these guys come from?
Where did these guys come from? It's like, we made the maps, sir.
Exactly. It's like, we know the insides and out. We know secrets that you don't.
See, what you need to do is just recruitment blitz.
We put that gravity hammer around the corner. We know.
There's this little weapons locker that's just behind the wall. You can see that it's sticking just out there, and if you jump and grab it at this point, you get a rocket launcher.
Yep.
Or a prophet's bane or something like that.
Don't worry. We'll be looking for that kind of stuff when we're dungeon. Yep.
Object count. Where is this prophet's bane? Yeah, exactly. Not that you would be able to pick it up anyways, because the game was don't even allow it to begin with.
Yeah, but...
Yeah. GT, did I miss any other specifics on the tournament side of things?
Nothing that we've actually worked out yet.
Okay. We're still working through some of the final details, obviously, because we have the Forge contest first. So that gives us a little more time to actually work out the tournament side of things, but we are really excited. It's been a long time since PodTackler's done a tournament or even an event like this, and to be in partnership with Forge Hub to actually do a Forge contest with this too is very exciting. So this, I'm really happy about this.
Yep. Yes, so are we. This is going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be lots of fun. And we'll talk about the top 10 once we actually get that locked down. We'll probably have Foge and Wolf on again to talk through who the winners are and what we liked and how we think the maps play and what they're going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Take it. You know what I'm trying to say.
We'll talk about, we'll try to showcase the winners, and then also we'll probably throw out some of here's some that we liked, but still needed improvement, as we like to try to say.
Honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions. We always try to do that. So,
yep. And I'm thinking we'll probably see one from Arpod because he's always up there in the community favorites.
Arpod.
Let's see. This has been out for 5 minutes. Yeah, Arpod's done.
I was working on something like this earlier. Here, let me just update it. Fresh coat of paint. Done.
I'm surprised Arpod hasn't made any infinite maps in Sangheili architecture yet.
I guess, yeah.
Little tangent there, but
we'll have to see. I mean,
maybe
not that we're playing favorites.
If he's hearing this, he gets an idea.
He's gonna be like, "Oh, that's a great idea." Why didn't I think of that?
Challenge accepted. Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. I think that's pretty much it for the announcement side of things. I don't think there's a lot else that we have nailed down from the tournament to talk about yet. I think we went over with everything for the Forge contest. Being able to use the Arbiter tool from Halo Creation is going to be really nice for the stream. Huge shout outs to Topek over from Halo Creation for allowing us to use the tool. They're going to work on customizing a little bit with the Pot Tackler and Forge Hub branding on it, which will be pretty cool for the overlays. So really looking forward to seeing what the tool does and giving us that little extra professional look when it comes to streaming this thing. It's going to be fun.
We're going to make it look like we know what we're doing.
Might as well look good doing it, right? Even if we don't. So, all right. Foge, Wolf, any final things before we wrap up this announcement and let people start forging?
Nick,
you can go first.
I was going to say it. Like, yeah. I think hard everything. I guess good luck. I'm excited to find out what people create and also watch the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just super excited how people fuse a non-traditional competitive game mode into a competitive app, you know? So,
yep.
Take that as you will, but really curious to see what people make, so I'm excited.
I'm really curious to see how, like, what the delta is going to be between folks that try to make a map that fits all the game modes and people that make maps that fit to, like, very specific one or two game modes.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, generally, more better if you cater to, like, one or two game modes. But, I don't know. We might see something absolutely crazy that just...
That just works for everything.
Works for everything. And just, like, wow.
Yep.
Got this person killed it.
Yeah. So, I can't remember if we mentioned this, but just in case we didn't, it needs to at least support all four game modes. But you can tailor the map to really be specifically playable for one or two, if you so choose. Yeah. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for partnering with us to do this event. I am really looking forward to seeing what maps we get out of it and then seeing the action that we get in October with this tournament. It's going to be wild. It's going to be crazy. We might see people come out of the woodwork for this, too. So... A lot to be unfolded here in the next few months.
I know we will see people come out of the woodwork. For sure.
Yep.
So head on over to ForgeHub.com. Look at the announcement if you need some more details on it. We will be reposting all of the Forge content on our socials, on the website, making sure that everyone knows where to go for the Forge contest. And then as we have more details on the tournament, we'll be releasing those in tandem with Forge Hub as well. And really, I can't stress this enough. I'm really excited that we're doing this. So
it's a likewise thing.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Sure. I'm happy you gave us the chance to sneak in right before Infinite launched. All right. Well, this has been our co-podcast with 4-H Hub. Thank you guys for tuning in. When was the last time you guys did the podcast before we wrap this up? Because I know you guys You had a Forge podcast before.
I think it was right before... Or Nick, were you on earlier? Because I think the last time a couple of us were on was right before Forge panels at Outpost.
I think so. I think that's
probably... I think it was Omi and someone else. It wasn't me, but...
Yeah, I can't remember if I did or not. Oh, it was so long ago.
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago at this point. But.
Yeah. I think it was like three. Yeah, it was... Or no, 2 years. Yeah, whatever. No, it would have been 3 years ago because pandemic happened last year.
Well, yeah, you might have been before. On earlier, but I think the last time was the Forge panels right before that.
Yeah.
So, okay. Cool. On that. And then GT, we're going to have one crazy tournament.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. So
I think my hair might start thinning by the time we're done with this.
So as we're closing this out, the Fiesta Frenzy has begun. Go out there, make some nice maps, make some cool maps, make some wacky maps. As long as it's playable, nothing's off the table. And then we'll put them to the test with competitive in October and see how much we can try to break Halo 5. All right.
We will break you.
One last rodeo before we put Halo 5 into the sunset. Until it comes to PC.
Yep. Before we throw it 6 feet in the ground.
and then resurrect and bring it to PC.
It yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We're excited to see what comes out of this. And happy forging.
Yep. Happy forging.